Mom.
Welcome to More Than Meets the Mom, where two moms of three find strength in the chaos and redefine motherhood as the start of something greater. We're here to empower each other and you to prioritize wellness, embrace the messy moments, and discover the power that comes from taking care of ourselves while raising our families.
Because motherhood isn't the end of who we are. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. Join us as we dive into real conversations about self-care, mindset, and the journey to becoming our strongest, most confident selves inside and out.
I love you.
I love you, Mom.
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 I love you, Mommy.
We're your hosts, Kristen and Becca, and this podcast is all about you, Mom.
Hello, Moms. We are almost to January 1st. We're almost to the new year, and we wanted to take a moment right here and ask you a question. Are you ready? The question is, how are you doing? Really take a moment to reflect, how are you doing? It's so easy to just be like, fine, good, it's the holidays, things are merry and bright and wonderful. But in reality, this season can be really draining and exhausting. You know, we've just went through 11 months of the year. We're in the final home stretch of 2024. It's the holidays. There's more activities. There's spirit days at school. There's cookies and sugar and just the hustle and bustle. You've been wrapping presents and shopping and trying to get everything together for the season. And sometimes that can be really exhausting. And in the midst of that, we're then preparing for the new year. January 1st is coming up. And what's the universal thing that comes with January 1st is set new goals, have a new year's resolution, get after it. And I don't know about you, moms, but I feel tired. What about you, Becca? How are you doing? How are you feeling?
Like, really? How am I feeling?
How are you feeling?
I love that question with the intention of, like, actually how, not just that passing by and just being like, oh, I'm fine. Thanks. Bye. You know, I'm resonating with everything that you're saying. And I'm also thinking a lot about the expectations of the holidays and what they're supposed to feel like versus how I may be feeling. And that can be really hard. And I'm also thinking about New Year's resolutions in the sense that how can I possibly make a resolution when I'm just oftentimes getting by day by day? I don't even remember what my resolutions were last year. That feels crummy. Like, I don't even remember. I'm sure I did it.
Yeah.
And I don't recall exactly what they were or if I achieved them. And I feel a little hesitant as we're going into January about how to bring that energy and excitement that I want to feel.
Yeah.
But then how to transition from the holidays, from the kids being home, from the change in routine, which I am excited about, and I also know can be really challenging, to then getting after it because I have goals and I do have dreams and I want to show up. But yeah, that New Year's resolution part can feel really daunting for me personally.
Yeah. You know, and I was talking to you the other day, Becca, it was probably last week now, and I was telling you how I was feeling very similar in this season. And one of the words that I used was, I just don't feel the spark. And I'm like, I need to find the spark. Like, why not take power into my own hands? And why don't I create that spark? If I can be intentional with showing up in powerful and simple ways to create that spark, that energy, that excitement, that drive, and have it be something that I can take with me all throughout the year, how powerful. Because when you were saying, I don't even remember what my New Year's resolution was last year, I'm like, oh gosh, I don't either. I could not even tell you what goal I set, what that looked like. And that's oftentimes the case, is that we set these goals and then a couple days, a few weeks, maybe a month or two go by. And the research shows that a dramatic amount of people shy away from their New Year's resolution. So instead of setting these goals year after year because everyone's done it or that's just what we do, what if we work on creating our spark and bringing more joy and empowerment and confidence and excitement into our lives?
I just love that so much, Kristen, because I've told you before, setting goals is not a skill set of mine. It just feels really hard. I hit a barrier. I hit a wall for a lot of reasons. We can dig into that in another episode, okay? But saying create your spark, it doesn't have to be the new year. I mean, we're taking advantage of it right now. But you can create your spark every single day. And when I think about that, I know I'm going to hit my goals. Yeah. I know I'm going to get where I want to go as a mom, as an employee, as a friend, as a wife, if I'm able to take the power, take control, not wait to find that spark, but to create it in just the day-to-day moments.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, and I think about, too, is you oftentimes hear the word motivation come around. And oftentimes, people start something when they're motivated, and then they lose the motivation, and then they wait until the motivation comes back again. And instead of sitting passively waiting for something, to be able to take the reins and to create that for ourselves. And if there's a way to be able to do that, that's simple, that's effective, that allows us to start small and build over time, to feel empowered and confident, like how good does that sound and how good would that feel?
I think we need to dig into that because that motivation will go away.
Yeah.
I think more days I'm doing things out of discipline or routine than out of motivation. And as I do the thing, the motivation comes. That, like, it's like the chicken and the egg, which comes first.
Right.
Well, usually it's just going through the motions and it brings that energy. So let's create our spark. How are we going to create our spark?
Okay. So one of my favorite ways to have something really resonate within me is creating an acronym around it. Something that I can recall, I can think about, I can visualize. And here is the acronym that we've come up with for Spark to intentionally work towards the goals, work towards the energy, work towards the feelings that we desire to have on a regular basis. So starting with S. S is start small. And I think this is so significant because I don't know about you, but when it comes to New Year's resolutions, I can be very ambitious. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be perfect. I'm going to do all the things. I'm shifting fitness and nutrition and all the things. Like my whole life is going to be different. And then what does that do is that I feel so chaotic and out of routine, out of the norm, that I throw my hands in the air. I'm like, oh, shoot, never mind. I overcommitted. I can't do all of that because in the midst of it, we have kids too, right? Yeah. Like they have needs. We have to show up for them. And so starting small allows us to pick one area that we want to focus on or one intentional step throughout the day. Now, Becca, for you, what does start small look like?
I just have to go back and say, if you listen to Frozen Lizard, what I thought of when you said I want to change everything is the Frozen Lizard.
Yeah.
So all I have in my head is don't be the Frozen Lizard. What does start small look like for me? Right now, what it looks like is getting out of bed at my alarm.
Hmm.
My no snooze club.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That just like came to me last week when I was hitting snooze over and over and over again and it wasn't serving me.
Yeah.
In the moment, it felt really good. I'm like, oh God, I need 5 more minutes. But here's the thing. It doesn't serve me. There's science about it. We can talk about that if you want to join our No Snooze Club. But no snooze. That's something small. I can say I'm going to stop hitting snooze.
Yeah. And you know what's so cool about that is it's one small step, but then what's the ripple effect that it has? You're now waking up to your alarm and then you're up before the kids. You have more time to prioritize yourself or take intentional action. And so maybe you're making a nutritious breakfast for yourself. Maybe you're getting movement in, and all of a sudden this starting small of just focusing on the alarm is this domino effect into the rest of your morning routine or the rest of your day.
It absolutely has been. I mean, I've been doing this intentionally now for 3 days. I mean, I did it forever and then I stopped and now I'm in it again. And I cannot emphasize enough the change it's had on my whole day,
mm-hmm.
how I interact with people, how I view myself. And it was one thing.
Yeah.
Just don't hit snooze.
Yeah. And so that one thing could be upping your water intake. That one thing could be more intentional about nutritious food. That one thing could be going out for a daily walk. But recognizing how one thing can have a significant impact over time, because that one thing gives you the capacity to show up and do it and then build upon that over time.
Yeah, and let me tell you, it feels really good to keep a promise to yourself.
Yeah.
And not to say that you know, the only promises we can keep are these tiny ones, but it's a really great place to start to be able to say, I'm going to do this small thing and then to follow through and then build that belief in yourself and that confidence that you are capable of doing the things you said you're going to do.
Yeah, you're literally taking a token and putting it into your confidence bucket each time you show up for those small things, and small things over time lead to big results. So S, spark, start small. The P is prioritize yourself. And this one I think is so important because, you know, we're coming here as moms, right? And how challenging it can be at times to prioritize ourselves. Because for myself, I have three kids. So in the morning, it's getting them ready. It's making sure that they have everything that they need. It's making sure that they're taken care of and their needs are being met, because there's some things probably more often than not that I do for them that they probably can do for themselves. But there's also some things that they're still learning and evolving and growing into that I do need to be there for them. And it's so easy to put ourselves on the back burner in the midst of the day-to-day grind. And so to be able to say, prioritize myself, and I think this relates to the start small, is that it doesn't have to be this huge overhaul. It doesn't have to be this thing of like, no one talk to me because this is mom's time for an hour. I mean, eventually you get
that.
Maybe eventually you get there. Or some days maybe it would look like that.
Yeah.
But what does prioritizing yourself look like?
Well, my mind just went to when you're on an airplane and they tell you, put your oxygen mask on first. And
yeah.
I just went on a trip with my kids and they were like, what does that mean? Why would you not put it on me? And we had, you know, the discussion about it and it really resonated with them. I'm like, you know what? I can't help you if I can't help myself.
Yes.
If I haven't helped myself first. And I think that is so much a part of it, is just that, like, making sure that you are in a place that you can then be there for everybody
mm-hmm.
else. And for me, sometimes that's just taking a few breaths. And, you know, waking up early in the morning, whatever it may be, but taking a minute to be like, okay, my kid's melting down. Okay, my kid needs this. Okay, whatever it may be in the situation where it's about somebody else and not about me, first I need to check myself.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, am I in a place where I can connect with them, where I can give them the energy that they need? And if I can't, then I need to take a minute.
Right.
Now, that's not always realistic, right? Like, life happens. We know this. But for me, in these prioritize yourself situations, it starts with me.
Checking in with yourself.
Yeah.
Making sure that your bandwidth is wide enough that you can then go and show up for someone else. Because if you're not putting your oxygen mask on, you're not going to be as effective or efficient as a mom. And I think, you know, this goes really nicely into the A of spark, is adjusting your mindset. And as soon as you start talking about the oxygen mask, all of a sudden it starts shifting from, I need to be a good mom by showing up for my kids, to I am a good mom by prioritizing myself, because the more that I fill my cup, the more I can pour into them in an effective way. And every single day, moms, we're modeling behaviors to them. We're modeling emotional regulation. We're modeling skills that they can learn and utilize throughout their lifetime. And so the more that we fill our cup, the more we put our oxygen mask on, the more we widen our window of tolerance, we're able to set a better example for them of how to approach challenging situations, life's obstacles, and allow them to see that through us.
That's so powerful. And with the oxygen mask, just one more thing is, like, I know for the longest time I felt very selfish and very guilty taking any time for myself because I didn't see it in the way of the oxygen mask, where it's literally like, no, you need this to breathe and function.
Yeah.
It's not about what you want. It's not about, you know, taking some time for yourself as like a luxury. It's like, no, you really, truly do need to take this little bit of time, prioritize yourself in order to function. And that's what I said to my kids. They're like, oh, yeah, okay. You know, if you can't breathe, then you can't help me.
Yeah,
get your mask on, Mom. They got it.
Oh, man, I love that. Okay, so start small, prioritize yourself, adjust your mindset, and the R of spark is reflect and reset. We need to take time. And I think so often I can have this mindset where I'm like, I don't need to reflect. I just need to keep moving forward. I need to keep doing. But reflection is such a powerful thing, because when we reflect on where we've been, what we've done, what we don't want to repeat, it gives us the opportunity to set ourselves up for success moving forward of how we want things to look. And the only way to change the past or change behaviors is to have that self-awareness and then be able to take action on the healthy behaviors that are going to serve us. And then that moves us into K, kindness to yourself. And I think this is a huge one because how easy is it, just as humans and as moms, to beat ourselves up over our shortcomings, over, you know, the ways that we don't feel like we're showing up, that we're inadequate, that we're not doing a good job, that we're not the best moms that we can be. And when we start to do that, it really impacts our self-confidence. It impacts how we view ourselves, how we talk to ourselves. And if that is the dialogue that we have more often than not, we're going to feel more discouraged. We're going to lack energy. And so as we're finding our spark, we got to be kind to ourselves. We got to talk to ourselves in the way that we would talk to a friend. I remember hearing that years ago, that quote that said, if you talk to your friends the way that you talk to yourself, you probably wouldn't have very many friends. And that really resonated with me, is that we're oftentimes so hard on ourselves, harder than we are on anyone else. And so how can we shift that dialogue to promote that type of kindness, that internal dialogue that's going to support our goals and really propel us forward to see ourselves as how maybe other people see us.
And I also think when you're saying, you know, talk to yourself the way you would talk to your friends, talk to yourself the way you want your kids to talk to themselves too. And that gives me like chills, because I think oftentimes when I'm trying to navigate a situation with my kids, I go right to how I would navigate it myself and give like the language that I have in my own brain. And if it is not kind, then my kid's gonna adopt that way to navigate and to take on the world. And so a lot of times I try to really, you know,
spark
and snap myself into, okay, wait, talk to myself the way that I want my kids to talk to themselves in a situation like this.
Yeah. And how powerful that is, knowing that how we're showing up intentionally for ourselves has this ripple effect on our kids and how they're going to learn and how they're going to grow. Because honestly, sometimes it's hard to motivate ourselves or show up or want to show up when it's just like, it's for me. But if we can extend that and recognize the impact it has on our kids, we're more likely to show up and do these things because of the impact that's going to have on them.
Absolutely. So let's just run through it one more time. First of all, you're feeling low energy. You're feeling blah. You know you want more. I love that, like you said, that actual snap, that noise, that energy,
reminder,
that to just move yourself into a new situation and spark.
Create your spark. Start small. Prioritize yourself. Adjust your mindset. Reflect and reset. And talk kindly to yourself. Now, head over to our Instagram page at More Than Meets the Mom, so that way you can be reminded of the letters, the acronym SPARK, and what it means and how you can intentionally show up every single day to ignite that spark for yourself and feel amazing as you're navigating motherhood.
If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow moms who might need a reminder that they too are allowed to feel confident in motherhood. Follow us on Instagram at More Than Meets the Mom for more inspiration. See you next time.
I love you.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mommy.